This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you!
We have a middleman system, and we have a lot of bad systems, but basically, we don't have a good bidding system, and we're going to get drug prices so far lower than they are now, your head will spin.
So you said in a subsequent bill, let's talk about this bill. So it's been 7 years since Obamacare passed, and Republicans have said the whole time, we're going to get rid of it,
yeah,
and we're going to give you something better. Are you satisfied that the bill we're now looking at, that Paul Ryan is pushing, is the best that Republicans could do after 7 years of thinking about it?
I think we're going to have negotiation, but you have to understand, we only have 52. We only have two vote. We have a two-vote margin. And you're always, you know, to get 52 people is very hard. If we had 60 or 60 votes, we could do something differently. But we're never going to get a Democrat vote. They're never going to vote for us. If I had the greatest bill in the history of the world, they would not vote for us because they hate the Republicans, probably hate me, but they hate the Republicans so badly that they can't see straight. So they're always going to vote against us. It's really a shame because, and that's one of the problems that we have when people come into my office about lowering drug prices, lowering other things. The Democrats are always going to vote against us. It's been simmering for years. The hatred has been there for years, not just with me. I mean, the hatred's been there for years. You know, when I was in Washington years ago, I'd come in and Republicans, they'd fight with the Democrats during the day, and then you'd see them out to dinner at a restaurant and get the families would be out. I mean, they got along. The hatred is so incredible. And it, honestly, it's been like that for a long time. It's been like that through the Obama years. It's been like that
right, to
a large extent through the Bush years. But if we had 60 votes, perhaps we'd do it a different way. But the only way you're going to get it passed is with Republican votes, because the Democrats, no matter how bad Obamacare is, and it's the worst anybody's ever seen, it's a disaster. Obamacare is a disaster. The premiums are going up at numbers at as high as 116%. And by the way, this year will be the worst year of all. And I said the other day, they criticized me. I said, look, Obama's gone. Smart guy. He put things on. 17 is going to be the worst year because he's gone. He knew that was the year. I mean, you know, let him be out before it implodes. Obamacare is imploding. It's a disaster. And the Democrats know that. If we had the greatest health care bill ever in history, and we needed 8 votes from the Democrats to get us up to the 60 number that you would need, they wouldn't vote for it.
So
it's a very selfish thing. They're doing a very, very bad disservice to the country.
This bill...
And that's really sums it up right there from a rather sober and measured president there in an interview with Tucker Carlson. I don't know how you feel about that, but, you know, this whole obstructionism, and I'm sure at times when conservatives were doing that, in the public interest, and they believe to be the public interest, against President Obama. I'm sure there's probably some progressives saying, now you guys know how it feels. Well, we can keep this dance going, but are we going to get back on track? Is America really going to be great again? Or because it's not your idea, you got to resist it and do everything you can to compromise this presidency. When there are so many things hanging on the balance here, like, let's say your kids and your grandkids and the future of this great republic.
Well, if wrongs are going to start equaling rights, then I'm looking forward to being, like, the most right person in the world.
Yeah.
Because if we're just going to keep, you know, hitting each other in the shoulder, you know, because, well, that's what you did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we're both going to be, neither of us is going to be happy.
Well, I was encouraged when he mentioned his meeting with Elijah Cummings. So he knows how to, he's a deal maker. So he knows what he's finding out, what is the hot buttons and the interests of certain Democrats. And hopefully we can get some Democrats to come across the side and come across this side and make it a bipartisan effort on behalf of the, we the people.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Happy birthday to one and all celebrating a birthday today. Like, you know, one of our founding fathers is 1751. Why couldn't it have been 750? If it had been 1750, that would have been really cool, but that's a whole other number to consider. But 1751, a most incredible founding father was born, James Madison, and here to give us a history lesson. It's always good to have our favorite professor on board on historical days like today to help us remember, you know, from whence we came, the roots in which have been established in this country, and dare I say some of those roots that have been challenged. But, you know, I guess I'm left to question if people really appreciate just how significant our founding fathers, you know, were, what they contributed to this great country, and what they set into motion. There's been a lot of conversation here. Bruce Kaufman, I'll bring you on here right now. Bruce, of course, an award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. You know, Bruce, there's been a lot of conversation about politicians in the past who've kind of left, you know, negative landmines, you know, things that could blow up on down the road and could hurt us, you know, for their own self-interest. And in great contrast, we've got our founding fathers who, you know, were thinking for the betterment of we the people. And,
yes, they absolutely were, Bill. And by the way, happy birthday to you as well.
Well, thank you.
But it is, yes, the founding fathers and James Madison, our today's birthday boy in particular, they created a government, Bill, that it's by far the greatest, it's the greatest government ever created in the history of man. And you talk about someone who doesn't get the credit that they deserve. Of all the founding fathers, I've always thought Mr. Madison is the most underappreciated of our founding fathers. This is the gentleman who created two of the three documents on which this nation is based. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, of course, but Madison is called by historians the father of the Constitution because he created the Virginia Plan on which the Constitutional Convention used to create the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And he also is called the chief architect of the Bill of Rights because he wrote the Bill of Rights. He borrowed from George Mason. He borrowed from some of the amendments that the states proposed to the Constitution during their ratification conventions. But he was the one who wrote the Bill of Rights. And yet, there is no national holiday in his honor. Mm-hmm. There's no memorial to him in Washington, D.C. There wasn't even a federal government building named after him in Washington, D.C. until 1980. So this is a guy who I'm always touting, especially on his birthday, because he is so underappreciated by all of us.
Well, here in Bill Martinez Live, he's extremely honored for lots of reasons other than the fact that we share the same birthday. But James Madison was a very special and unique individual. His wiring Well, I'll tell you, God gifted him in a very special way. And I think, you know, during this period of time, he wouldn't have lived at any other time. And, you know, than when he was placed in history, because it was like all his giftings and talents could be exercised and, you know, and kind of put into force here on this great new idea that the founding fathers were coming together on. I mean, his ability to look beyond, you know, just the immediate. His skill set was absolutely incredible. And also he was one that was not one, you know, as best I can understand, Bruce, and you would know this better, that it wasn't about him. He didn't seem to be one that was egocentric. And maybe that's why people just kind of, you know, miss some of the historical significance of one James Madison. I
mean, that's exactly right,
the benefit
Bill.
Of it, but go ahead.
No, that's exactly right. He was shy. He was self-effacing. He would always defer credit to the, in general, what he said about the Constitutional Convention afterwards was that it was basically the handiwork of a whole bunch of people who, you know, put aside their selfishness and worked together. And that was basically true, but Madison was the ringleader of the whole thing. But he was very shy. He did not like attention. And so that's part of the reason, I think, why he doesn't get the credit he deserves. So, yes, you're absolutely right. The guy was – he didn't like self-promotion at all. He was the guy in the background quietly working things out. Absolutely.
But he had conviction. And this is what brought in his own manner and style – he was so convinced because he had done his homework. I mean, he brought to the forefront and to the founding fathers this whole discussion, you know, history and facts and evidence and support for his argument that, you know, how could the founding fathers, you know, yes, they could argue because they could argue, no doubt about it. But he had a very, even though quiet, but yet convincing style because of what he brought to the debate.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. In fact, one of the great quotes about Madison, when he and Patrick Henry were arguing over the Constitution during the Virginia Ratification Convention, someone said about Patrick Henry, who was a great orator, a great speaker, said, Patrick Henry has the ability to persuade. Mr. Madison has the ability to convince. And that was Madison's skill. He was a bookworm. You could never out-debate the guy because he had all the facts at his fingertips and he thought through the facts to the conclusions. He was the smartest guy in the room, in every room.
Well, you talk about in your recent article, Bruce's History Lessons, and again, ladies and gentlemen, let me say that if you're not a subscriber here, and you don't have to sell the farm, you'll feel like you should have because of the information that Bruce shares with us every week, three times a week with Bruce's History Lessons. I recommend that you do subscribe. Bruce, real quick, we're going to be out of character here just a little bit because I want everybody to, you know, join up and be a part of the flow of the know and, you know, what you offer to us every week in Bruce's History Lessons.
I appreciate that, Bill. Yes, your listeners can go on my website, which is historylessons.net, and that's one word, plural, historylessons.net. And right on the homepage on the right side, it says sign up for Bruce's writings. And you type in your first name, last name, email address, and then you pick of the three things that I offer, which is a quote of the week on Monday, My newspaper column, Bruce's History Lessons, on Wednesday, and my Thinking Out Loud column, which is when I talk about some of the things you and I talk about, public policy issues. Check one, two, or three, whichever you prefer, and then hit submit, and I will send you in an email on Monday, the quote of the week, my history column on Wednesday in an email, and my Thinking Out Loud column on Friday. And
you'll want all three, ladies and gentlemen. You really will.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate
that. Very entertaining. But, do that, and then, hey, look at, and then share it with your friends and your neighbors, or maybe not, because I know some people say, well, I don't want to share because I don't want them to think I'm not that smart. But, hey, it's good fun. When we come back here, we're going to talk about, one of Bruce's, his latest column, The Madison Miracle. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Kaufman is with us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines, newspapers, nationwide. He regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. I can tell you, when Bruce goes in front of audiences and shares in depth, and the connection that he has with the audience is really special, and we only hear great things about that. So even if you have an opportunity or you want to have somebody as a speaker come out and speak to your group, you want to be in touch with Bruce, and you can, Bruce, how can they be in touch with you?
If they can contact me, my email address, or on my website, Bill. You can sign up for lectures as well there. But my email address is at the end of the column, and so they can get in touch with me that way.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
KDC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, that's what we're remembering in part is the Constitution. And, of course, the Madison Miracle, Bruce Kaufman's latest column in his syndicated newspaper column that he's sharing with us. But, hey, we get the verbal translation, the audio translation here. as Bruce Kaufman continues to stay with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Let's remind everybody, if we would, Bruce, of the Madison Miracle.
Yeah, okay, Bill. And this is advice that Madison should be giving to our present-day politicians, which is to say that one of the things that Madison put into the Constitution, and the Constitution was all about checking government power, and one of the ways he did that is by dividing power and responsibility, not just among the three branches of government, but between the national and the state governments. This is the Madison Miracle, because what he did was he gave the national government responsibility for national things, things that affect all 320 million of us across this continental nation. That would be foreign policy. That would be national defense. That would be regulating interstate commerce. Those big picture items that affect all of America, they went to the national government. But he also gave everything else basically to the state and local governments. If you read the Constitution, and if you read the 10th Amendment to the Constitution in particular, one of the most underrated of our first 10 amendments, it says that any power that is not specifically given to the national government by the Constitution, and any power that is not specifically denied to the states by that same Constitution, those powers belong to the states or the people. Mm-hmm. So the national government has the power to do national things, defend the country, represent our interests abroad. Everything else, there are some exceptions, belongs to the states and local governments. And that's the problem that we have today. The national government has taken over so many of the responsibilities that Madison, the founding fathers, gave to the states. And the national government cannot do those things as well as the states. A perfect example, okay, is the economy, the well-being of the people in the states and communities among the 50 states. Mm-hmm. There is no way that if there's an economic slump in Brownsville, Texas, or in Gary, Indiana, or in Davenport, Iowa, there is no way a cookie-cutter government one-size-fits-all program created by a bureaucrat in the 61-square-mile city on the East Coast that is Washington, D.C., can affect those different reasons for the economic problems that those cities are having. In Brownsville, Texas, the reason for homelessness, poverty, whatever, are going to be very different than the reasons for it in Davenport, Iowa, or Taos, New Mexico. And yet the federal government seems to think that it can solve those problems with a cookie-cutter program issued out of Washington. No, the state and local governments, who will know the causes of those problems, are better equipped to fix those problems. That was the federalist system that Madison and the founders set up. State and local governments are responsible for state and local things. The national government is responsible for national things. And what has happened today is the national government has violated the federalist principle by taking so many responsibilities away from the states, and that's one of our biggest problems.
Well, you talk about making America great again or getting us back on track. This is foundational. And, you know, it seems that we're starting to have a little bit more consideration of this fact in some of the things that Trump is doing in deregulating and eradicating some of these burdensome regulations that have hamstrung the states.
Yeah, and where are those burdensome regulations coming from, Bill? Washington, D.C.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm very happy to see Trump keep his campaign promises to cut government regulations. Also, there are a couple of taxes I'd like to see him cut, mostly a capital gains tax. Mm-hmm. But in any event, yes, that was the problem. The federalist system is being violated, and the national government in Washington, D.C. is issuing regulations affecting the local economies in ways that they have no idea whether those effects are good or bad. That's one of our problems.
Can one man do this, Bruce?
Can one man do this? No. And that's the other thing that I would – that's the other advice that I would give that Madison would give the founding father – to give the government today. Let's go back to the legislative process. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the process in which laws are passed by the legislative branch of our government, the Congress, passing legislation, and they do so through – this is a slow and cumbersome process that everybody complains about, but it is better than a dictatorial president issuing an executive order that bypasses the legislative process. Yes. Politics is slow and cumbersome. You have 435 members of Congress. Each of them has skin in the game when legislation comes up. So you have to go, you have to debate, you have to compromise, you have to horse trade and come to a consensus. And you have to keep the executive branch in mind when you come to that consensus because the president can veto the bill.
Exactly.
So yes, politics is slow and cumbersome, but the founding fathers wanted to begin in Congress. We are a nation of laws, not of executive orders. That's another piece of advice that Madison would give today's politicians. Go back to the legislative process. Go back to letting Congress pass laws, the president sign or not sign those laws, enforce the laws, and the judiciary branch, when necessary, rules on the constitutionality of laws. That's how the founding fathers set it up.
And this has been a huge issue with executive orders. I mean, because here it is, you get an executive order, and how many executive orders has Trump eradicated in less than 50 days in office?
Yes, absolutely. In some ways, I mean, as I say, Bill, I'm pleased with a lot of the ends that Trump is trying to put in place. I'm a little iffy about the means. I would rather that we go back to that. So let's give the example right now of the new Republican alternative to Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody dislikes it, or everybody finds something that they don't like about it. That's the legislative process.
Exactly. Right.
Okay, so the Republicans go back, and they start to take into account all of the objections to the bill, and they start to change the bill so that they get as much support as possible. The problem with Obamacare, of course, was when it passed, not one Republican in the House voted for it. So there was no consensus. There was no general support for Obamacare once it became law. That is why I'm glad to see that the AHC, this new plan, people are objecting to it. The Republicans are going to have to go back and incorporate all these objections, or at least as many as possible, to gain consensus and support. That's the only way laws work.
And it seems that the Republicans are not about to follow the model that the Democrats and Barack Obama did, and that, you know, that is backroom this deal, work out all these exemptions and everything. I keep saying, just in my own optimistic perspective here, Bruce, is that one thing that would go a long way is if the Republicans, led by Paul Ryan, said, you know what, we're so confident that we're going to put together an award-winning bill here that's going to be so good for everybody that we are going to unexempt ourselves and we are going to come under and be subjected to this new law.
That would be great, Bill, since, yes, Congress was exempt from Obamacare.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Along with a thousand other of their closest allies and companies,
right,
and
yep,
organizations,
yep,
right?
So, absolutely right. Back to the legislative process where, yeah, the laws that Congress passes, their members of Congress are American citizens. They should be subjected to those laws just like everybody else.
Well, I know that, you know, as you've been touching on, our founding fathers would have said, wait a minute, you guys are off track here, and we need to get back to the basics. And we've got to get, like anything, you know, when you're off track, you've got to get back to, you know, as close as you can to the mean point, you know, to where you can pivot in another direction. And this is going to be a process because this government has encroached and taken over so many areas that how do you do this? I mean, I just think it's going to take a lot of courage and conviction, you know, that Madison-type courage and conviction to know that you know that you know that you're willing to fall on the sword. And that's what I'm looking for right now as a citizen of this country, as one who is very hopeful, is do we have somebody who is willing to fall on their sword and let loose of their own personal interest and for the sake of the future of what we're handing off, the legacy that could be, you know, the greatest country in the history of mankind outside of Israel and the blessings that it received, that could be fully realized.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, we go back to the conviction and the courage of those people our founding fathers who, remember, declared war against the mightiest military power in the world when they were just a loosely allied band of 13 states, and yet their courage and the conviction to do so, and they won that war. So, yes, let's go back to, and it's going to be a long, slow, arduous process, Bill, but the one great thing about the amendments that Madison created was the First Amendment, freedom of speech. So you and I can get on the radio, and we can argue our case for going back to that, returning to that. That's how it works, that we all argue, we debate, we come to some consensus, and then we have general support.
Well, Bruce,
that's
next
not just
time
in
we
politics,
come,
that's yeah, in our lives as well.
And the next time you come back regarding the First Amendment, it does, like everything else about our Constitution, it comes with responsibility. And you and I need to further that discussion a little bit more. I look forward to it. Bruce Kaufman on Bill Martinez Live, 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are significantly more optimistic than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead. According to the Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 54% plan to hire in 2017, and 71% expect their revenue to increase, more than 20 percentage points higher than their non-Hispanic counterparts. The survey also reveals the critical role of family, with 63% of Hispanic entrepreneurs reporting that family members help run their business. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
Hispanic small businesses play a critical role in driving local economies and job growth, and the incredible optimism toward revenue and hiring shows great promise to continue this trend in 2017. Perhaps contributing to the higher optimism is a strong role that family plays, with close to half of Hispanic business owners reporting intentions to pass on their business to a loved one.
For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, that's our commitment to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, President Trump's revised travel ban, this according to Fox News, was put on hold Wednesday by a federal judge in Hawaii just hours before it was set to take effect after hearing arguments that the executive order discriminates on the basis of nationality. Of course, Trump addressed this during a rally in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday. He says, we're going to win. We're going to keep our citizens safe. The danger is clear. Law is clear. The need for my executive order is clear. The ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Derek Watson prevents the executive order from going into effect, at least for now. Hawaii had requested a temporary restraining order. And here to talk more about it is Raheel Raza. Raheel is the president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow, author of the book Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, award-winning journalist, public speaker, activist for human rights, featured in the award-winning documentary Honor Diaries. She's a recipient of the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal for service to Canada. She finds herself as being the bridge between East and West, and she has bridged that gap so that we can have a conversation and be able to sit down and reason together about these issues. And what I appreciate about Raheel, in the interest of our First Amendment right, and the reason it's so important, is that if we're going to really understand one another and solve problems, then we need to be able to have a reasonable and frank conversation about these bothersome issues. Raheel Raza, again, I thank you for coming on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, your read on this as the one that has found yourself is in being the bridge, as you say, between East and West. What is it that this judge in Hawaii and is missing, and maybe some rather outspoken people here in the United States that somehow we're not understanding the president's job one, which is protecting its citizens. What is it that we're misunderstanding here?
There is such a knee-jerk reaction and so much hysteria around the anti-Trump movement that we have lost the ability to have a reasoned and civilized conversation. I'm an advisor with the Clarion Project, and their tagline is challenging extremism, promoting dialogue and human rights. And that second part, the promoting dialogue part, is something that is missing because everybody has such strong opinions. The way I look at it, that this executive order is not about race, nationality, or religion. It is about securing the borders of the United States. And as a democratically elected president of the United States, President Trump has every right to implement policies that are for the long-term safety and security of his country, of his citizens, which, by the way, include Muslim Americans as well. What people tend to forget, that in this global jihadist insurgency, which does exist, Muslims have also been targets of the extremists. So when President Trump talks about protecting his borders, he is talking about protecting all citizens of every caste, creed, color. And he doesn't bring up the race card as much as everyone else does. And I find that frustrating. However, having said this, I also look upon the United States as a thriving democracy in which there is debate and dissent. I think the debate is less, the dissent is more in this particular case.
Yes.
And President Trump is being held up to a double standard because there are many countries in the world where the leaders of those countries make a decision to ban certain people from coming in. So why is he being held up to a double standard?
Well, as you said earlier, I mean, this is the thing that is rather an expository experience, is when you see that people, like he said, they hate him. They hate the Republican Party and that which they stand for. There is that kind of hate sentiment, sadly, that has been running, kind of amok in this country. It's not been held into check. And in our political debates have been mean-spirited. It's no longer about, hey, what is the solution? Let's just say that, I don't respect you and I don't like you. And so, it is so anti-American and anti the United States of America that is misserving we the people. But, sometimes, sometimes, Rahil, we have to experience drowning. We just have to experience the bad side of it enough to where, you go, okay, how's that working for you? How's that been working for you for the last 10 years? We just keep getting worse and worse to where we're going to be so bifurcated and divided that, we're going to be irrelevant,
Well, that is exactly what I'm saying, is that, if people would get over their personal angst and look at this in the larger interest of the country in which they live, in which they, have a sense of loyalty. I call it tough love because change is always hard to accept. But then if you go back in time, since 1965, the United States had an open door policy, and this was done so they could welcome people running away from the communist regimes. And during that time, many people all over the world made use of this open door policy, and thousands of people came from all over the world, including Muslim majority societies, and have settled in Canada, in America, as good American citizens, and, they are thriving there. But now that policy is going to change, and there's hostility and resistance towards it, but it's directed personally towards a single person. A single man does not make all the decisions and bring about changes. Obviously, these are thought out decisions. There is administration. There are national security advisors. There are people who have been looking at the issue of terrorism, which, by the way, is a product of radicalization. And for the last 8 years under the Obama administration, President Obama could not even articulate the word radical Islamist ideology. And so, you know, leave alone do anything about it.
Right.
So the extremists felt confident. They, you know, they strengthened their resolve about their war against the West. And this is not just my words. This is what the radicals have said, the jihadists have said, that they hate the West, they hate the values of the West, and they are at war with the West.
Exactly.
So if a leader of a country says, I'm going to do something about this, then we should take a breath, step back, and say this is in the larger interest of the country. This is beyond partisan politics. It doesn't matter how you vote. You should be interested in the future safety of your country and the future of your children and grandchildren.
Exactly. Well, faced with all these issues, it would seem reasonable to call time out on it and say, let's make sure that we have a handle on this situation. To me, that's very reasonable. And
it's
the reaction.
It's a practical step. Yes, it is a very practical step. And people blow things out of proportion. It's not a ban. It's a temporary moratorium. It's a temporary stoppage until things can be sorted out. You know, I always give the analogy that if I invite guests into my house, I want to look after them. I have an open door policy. I want to take care of them. But if they come and trash my furniture, I would want to close my doors and rethink my invitation and clean up the mess before I open my doors again.
Exactly.
And this is exactly what he has suggested, a temporary stoppage so that, you know, things can be sorted out. Now, let's look at the six countries that are on this ban. Iran, of course, has been at a perpetual war against the United States. The other five countries are failed states. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of internal issues. There's a lot of problems internally, and they're unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen. And this sends a very strong message to other countries that promote and fund terrorism that this particular leader of the United States is going to be fighting radicalization. He is not going to just sit back and look the other way. So it's probably very different. It's unusual. It's, as I said, tough love. It's hard for people to stomach. But the anti-Trump movement is so well-funded, so well-orchestrated, and so, you know, so hysterical that everything gets fuzzied in this context.
It is extreme. There's no question about it. And maybe that's why we have an extreme president to a degree, because some say between the tweets and other things that he deals in too much hyperbole. But sometimes you need that. You know, you bully a bully and you've got to fight it in kind. But meanwhile, those of us with reason have to continue to keep the conversation open. Raheel Raza, I'm Bill Martinez. Raheel, thank you so much for being with us.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-bees. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime
significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
All the fanfare. Time for the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world, the one, the only, yes, Steve, the movie guy. And the big monkeys are still making big money, huh?
Well, yes, big money, much more than they thought they would make last weekend. By the way, happy birthday. We got
that's the
important news this morning.
Thank you so much. Yeah, me and James Madison, man, we're fighting the good fight still, you know.
Kong Skull Island, you're right, it did really well last weekend, $61 million. That's about $20 million more than they thought it was going to make.
That's a lot of bananas, Bubba, let me tell you.
Yikes. It just goes to show you that's an old story, but it continues to work. Mm. They'll trot that concept out every once in a while, and it continues to make money. This one, you know, kind of an unusual take on the original, and I would recommend it. It looks great. $61 million for that one last weekend. Logan was number two, making about $38. Get Out was number three, followed by The Shack. And the Lego Batman movie continues to roll. That one's made about $158 million so far. Well, for your birthday weekend, we had a big weekend at the box office. Beauty and the Beast, the live-action movie, is being released this weekend, and they say it's going to be huge. It could set the record for a March opening. And it just might hit the top five as well as all kinds of... I mean, they think it's going to make about $175 million. That's how much they think. Just in this country alone, probably another $238 million worldwide.
What, this weekend alone? Right
out? This weekend, right.
That kind of number. Wow.
Well,
that's...
you remember, this started out back in 1991. It was the animated film, and it did very well. I think it made something like $425 million worldwide. Then it went to Broadway, and it became a play, and now it's back in the theaters as a live-action movie. It's pretty much the same story with the same songs, but I guess it's just, you know, like Kong, it continues to work.
Yeah, you get a little cultural update there too. That's created a little bit of controversy on it.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you when it first went, you know, from the movie to the stage, I go, How are they going to do this? I mean, I know that they have the ability and all that sort of thing. You've seen these things happen. But I thought the movie was so good that how do you take it to the next step? But on Broadway, I mean, again, to their creative credits, they did an outstanding job. So, we'll see what happens here.
Well, it is Disney, and Disney is going to bring the magic this weekend. Of course, it's this fantastic journey of Belle, played by Emma Watson, of course, of Harry Potter fame. And she's a bright, beautiful, independent young woman who is taken prisoner by a beast in his castle. Despite her fears, she befriends the castle's enchanted staff, learns to look beyond the beast's hideous exterior, and realize the kind heart and soul of the true prince within. Now listen to this. Emma Watson, of course, as Belle. Dan Stevens as the beast. Luke Evans as Gaston. We have Kevin Kline as Maurice, Belle's eccentric but lovable father. You got Josh Gad as LaFoe. We had Ewan McGregor as Lumiere, the candelabra. Stanley Tucci as Maestro Cadenza, the harpsichord. Ian McKellen as Cogsworth, the mantle clock. Emma Thompson as the teapot, Mrs. Potts. All directed by Bill Condon. And, of course, scored by 8-time Oscar-winning composer Alan Menken. I mean, that is a powerful...
What a power cast, huh? Wow.
I think it's going to be big. I will love to see it. I might wait for a few weeks till the crowds die down. But, Disney does this like nobody else. And so when you get a chance to see something like this, you probably should show up. 68% are recommending that one. Then, completely different, we have T2 Trainspotting. This is the sequel to that big movie back in 1996, which is, a rough movie. It's about heroin addicts in Edinburgh, Scotland. Mm-hmm. But it launched so many careers, and that's what's really kind of fascinating about this. Yeah, 74% are recommending, and this launched the career of Danny Boyle. He was the one that directed it. He went on to direct 28 Days Later, Sunshine, Slumdog Millionaire, which was nominated for 10 Academy Awards, and he won for Best Director, 127 Hours, Steve Jobs, and also he directed the opening ceremony of the 2012 Summer Olympic Games. But also coming out of this movie, we have Kelly MacDonald, who, of course, is a star of Boardwalk Empire. We have Ewan McGregor. We also have Jonathan Johnny Lee Miller, who's seen every week as Sherlock on CBS, Robert Carlyle. It was so unusual at the time. It did launch all of these careers and became one of the classic British films of all time. A lot of people wondering, did there need to be a sequel? But this is getting good reviews. They say it, does what it's supposed to do. After 20 years abroad, we have Mark Renton, played by Ewan McGregor, returns to Scotland, reunites with his old friends, Sick Boy, Spud, and Begbie, and mayhem ensues. Check that out, especially if you saw the original and want to see what has happened 20 years later. 74% recommending that one. And then a movie called Song to Song, directed by Terrence Malick. And I have a problem with this director because the trailers for his movies look so terrific. He's the guy that gave us Tree of Life, which was one of the longest times I have ever spent at a movie theater. I thought the thing would never end. Great cast. Brad Pitt was in Tree of Life. And you look at the trailer and you think, wow, this looks really cool. And you show up at the theater and it starts to unfold. And you suddenly say, what is this thing about?
Can I get my money back? How many times have you asked for your money back? I think I've done it once or twice. No more than that, though.
Tree of Life has become that's the gold standard in movies that just I don't get. And you always look, you're sitting in the movie wondering, am I just too dumb to realize what's going on here?
That's really, somewhere it's got to get better. It's got to take a turn, but you're already 75% through the movie. And you realize
you're hoping something will happen, or at least, here's the problem. There's no story to to his movies.
Yes.
He needs to hire a screenwriter, and he can go off and make the pretty pictures, but there has to be some sort of a story. Let me tell you what Song to Song is about. This is a modern love story set in Austin, Texas, in the music scene there, where you have two entangled couples, struggling songwriters, Faye, played by Rooney Mara, and BV, played by Ryan Gosling. Yes, he does sing again in this movie. And you also have a music mogul cook, played by Michael Fassbender, and the waitress whom he ensnares, Natalie Portman. You got a great cast. They chase success through a rock and roll landscape of seduction and betrayal. 44% of the critics are recommending, but some aren't. Here's what one had to say. Variety magazine says, it pains me to say it, but Malick might want to consider another lengthy hiatus. And Song to Song is like watching a gorgeous home video of a family you don't know and you don't want to. There you go.
Oh, well, there it goes. Hey, Ryan Gosling's going to be singing again. Of course, there was, some follow-up. With La La Land, I thought there was just something unique about having them sing. And
they aren't professional singers.
They're not. But the controversy is, maybe we need to go back to overdubbing. I think that's part of what made it special.
I absolutely agree.
Whether or not he can carry the day on this one, but it sounds to me that he doesn't have a fair shot at it with Song to Song already being attacked and criticized even before it's out on the big screen.
Well, it's true. And, La La Land would have been a different movie if he had voices like Barbara Streisand or Robert Goulet, right. These big theatrical voices. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone were just very real-sounding people. So. Yeah. That's my take as well.
I'm glad you said Emma Watson, because I almost said Emma Watson myself, and I hesitated, and so I just left it generic, and because I almost tripped up, and because we were just
Emma's
talking
there
about
right
it, right?
Now.
Here we go. Yeah, we're channeling each other. All right.
Then we have a movie here called The Belko Experiment, and this is about a twisted social experiment. 80 Americans are locked in their high-rise corporate office in Bogota, Colombia, and ordered by an unknown voice coming from the company's intercom system to participate in a deadly game of kill or be killed. Reminds me of the radio stations I worked at in the past.
Well, yeah, exactly. That happens every day.
50% of the critics are recommending this one. You can check out the trailer. This is about people at their worst behaving badly. But there's the unavoidable appeal of this thing being like any corporate structure across the world. 50% recommending the Belko experiment. And then we have Bean Dreams. This is one of Bill Paxton's final movies,
right.
His final film being a movie called The Circle with Tom Hanks, which is going to be released next month. But this is getting good reviews. This is following a local farm boy, Jonas, and his girlfriend next door, Casey, as they embark on a journey that will change their lives forever. As young love blossoms between the two 15-year-olds, Jonas discovers that Casey's abusive home life has reached a new level of danger, and he takes the lead in their escape by stealing a bag full of drug money from Casey's corrupt father, local cop Wayne Carraway, played by Paxton. And with the stolen cash as their only means to a better life, Casey flees with Jonas, and together, under relentless pursuit from the father, they learn the hard truth of what it will take in order to survive. 76% recommending this one, and he gets great reviews for this, Bill Paxton, mm-hmm. One of his final films. Another movie here, which the trailer is absolutely beautiful. It's a foreign film. This one does make sense. It's called France. 76% recommending. This is in black and white, and it is absolutely stunning. So you don't have to see the movie, but check out the trailer for France, FRANTZ, and see what that looks like.
Wow.
So we have a big, big weekend in store with Beauty and the Beast leading the way. They think it might make as much as $175 million this weekend.
Wow. They're going to send the Brinks guards to all all these movie theaters. Collect all the change for Disney. That's terrific. That is amazing. Looking forward to that, Steve. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Steve, the movie guy, we'll see you at the Cineplex. Plenty of popcorn.
Jujubes. Absolutely. Happy birthday.
No Jujubes, actually. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll see you there on the big screen, okay? All right, buddy. Steve, the movie guy. I'm Bill Martinez Live. We've got more. Stay with us, America. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products of Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery. surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.